The link between housing and health that was so obvious to Florence Nightingale has been lost in the 21st century. Bad housing makes children sick. Children living in cramped and often emergency accommodation experience disturbed sleep, poor diet, hyperactivity, bedwetting, aggression, and higher rates of accidents and infectious disease. And the effects are long-lasting. Evidence suggests that children in poor housing are directly and adversely affected in later life, even if their housing conditions subsequently improve. Decent homes are central to improving Britain's public health. We should be investing in housing to stop future generations suffering. 1 in 12 children in Britain are more likely to develop diseases such as bronchitis, TB, or asthma because of bad housing.